FM. We are loving the drama of the block, not just building and renovating, but it's like a soap opera. And we love the beautiful Sharon and her husband, Ankur. Now, Sharon is a South Australian, such a beautiful lady who I've met several times who's been nothing but a delight, but you've had a bit of the villain edit on the show. How is that possible?
Oh, well, 100% walked from one soap opera set to another.
Neighbours star, block. Of
yeah,
course.
Absolutely Neighbours. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, like how easy is it for the actor and the accountant to kind of cop the ones that don't have any experience to kind of cop that vibe? It's okay. It's entertainment. It's reality television. Mm. I should have prepared for it, but I did not.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's unfair or it just is what it is?
For the first like bunch of weeks, I was like, it's really unfair because obviously you know me, Beck. So a lot of people know who we are. Mm. And then my family and friends are really kind of disappointed in the edit. They kind of just feel like, oh my God, it's not really showing truly how you guys are. But it is what it is.
There is one bit that you said on the show. Just pop your headphones on there so you can hear
God.
This. I want to see if this is an unfair edit or if this is you. Now, you're in your car with your partner.
I know what you're gonna say.
And you're on the phone. And
to my brother. Yeah.
To your brother.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
He looks malnourished and anorexic. Like,
no, but I'm not stressing. I just work my ass off.
Yeah, he works his ass off. Then we got these builders who are idiots. So basically, they're lazy. They don't want to work past 5 o'clock, and you know they just want to leave. One of them doesn't want to work on Saturdays or whatever.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was
How did they edit that again?
Look, I think with that, obviously, like how many times a day do you vent to your husband
100%.
And your partner?
And say things like that.
And if you guys have been watching the show, it's like 3 months of like this passag, like issues with our builders. And essentially you come into the show, you're cut off from your friends and family for 3 months.
Yep.
Unks and I have vented to each other in the middle of the night. That footage on audio was given to Scott Cam. He yelled at us a couple of weeks ago. Oh. And it's a similar thing that's happening now. So obviously, you don't want to call anybody. The thing I regret about that was the anorexic comment because I shouldn't have used that word.
People underestimate. When you record any single person in the world, you record them 24/7 for a week long, you can take out bits and pieces to make them look like a saint, an angel.
Yeah.
You can make them look funny, stupid, angry, aggressive, whatever you want if you pull out the right bits.
And absolutely. Context is king.
Yeah,
so, you know.
How is your house looking there? Let's get down to business here. Because the reason you're frustrated with the builders is it comes out of your hip pocket at the end of the day, doesn't it? Are you happy with the finished product?
Absolutely. Look, that is a bit of a spoiler. We don't walk off. We stay. We finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we have the biggest house of the biggest block for the 18 season. So pretty silly of us to pick that one. But we finished it and it looks beautiful. So I'm really proud of what we've been able to achieve. I think the thing with the builders as well was like some ideas that we had for the house, they kind of just were a bit naysayery all the way through. And we just want to honour the home and do the best that we can for it. So, really happy where it's gone.
And when are the auctions?
November 5th or 6th.
Have you been going through, because people have made a lot of money on the block over the years.
Yeah.
Have you been sitting down, A, going through scenarios, thinking about how much money you're going to make, and B, cursing the Reserve Bank every time they put interest rates up because that's going to affect your bottom line.
Yeah, look, for us, we 100% went in for the experience. So any bonus is a bonus for us, to be fair. The only thing I have said is, like, if we do make a significant amount of money, and I'm putting it here on record, I'm taking my whole family for a holiday because they deserve
right.
it.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the thing. But, yeah, you're right. The biggest house out of everybody means the budget is always going to be an issue. Mm. My husband's an accountant, so you would think and hope he's on top of it, but you're going to have to keep watching to see.
When Scotty Cam does that wolf whistle and yells out, tools down!
Yeah.
Do you roll your eyes a little bit?
I'm like, Jimmy, give me 5 more minutes, please. Just 5 more minutes. No, I don't roll my eyes. So Scott Cam's great. So is his dog, the star of the show. I'd say the star of the show is the Kelpie, Frankie, and the villain is the mud.
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
You're in a very wet part of Victoria there. How bad was it?
Look, it was pretty bad, especially when you don't have a roof and a front door, so you feel the gust of wind. And we're on the top of the hill, so, like, we've got a bit of a wind tunnel there. Some of the other houses have mud congregated. Like, it just congregates because that's just drainage, et cetera. It was minus temperatures, and it's 3 months solid, no time off, no heating, no showers. Like I've said it before. And, you know, yes, I sound like a whinger, but that's just the reality. I just want you guys guys to know what conditions we were under and why we were stressed out of our brains.
The other scandal around the block was at the start when Elle and Joel quit.
Yes.
Because and rumours that she wouldn't wear high vis and she complained about the toilet paper. Yeah. Any of that true?
Well, we were next to Elle and Joel, like housewives, and we did speak to them a bit, and Joel as well. He's from Adelaide as well, so had Adelaide. That connection. Look, I feel they had a family issue, but I also think that the ginormity of the whole thing, I don't even know if that's a word. Everybody saying it's brutal. It is now. Is they saying that it's the most brutal block ever. So I do think that played a part in it. I don't know about the scratchy toilet paper. I definitely had toilet paper. That was fine. But it was really cold and all of that. So wish them well. And, yeah, they missed out on a great opportunity.
Mm, so your builders clearly annoyed you.
Yeah.
According to what you said earlier.
Yeah.
Who was your least favourite person on set?
Oh, wow.
Mm. You know, because, you know, it could have been one of the other couples. It could have been
my husband. Yeah, no. Keith,
the foreman. I know. Scotty Cam.
Yeah, look, for us, I think it plays itself out. The grumpiest person, I'll say, was Scotty Cam. For sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't hate him and I like him and I love him more. And Keith's a champ too. So it's just that thing of like, I don't know who you guys' boss is here, but I'm sure you guys vent about your boss. Like,
never.
Never. We love our boss. You know,
he's listening. We couldn't be happier.
You can love someone and you cannot like them in a moment too. So there was really no one. We didn't have any dramas with any of the contestants. It's just a shame the only drama we had was with our builders, but they deserve their own spin-off show, to be fair. They should. I'm pitching it to Channel 9, your own builders, the dramas between the builders. It's a better show than what we're on.
Builder Battles coming soon to Channel 9. Well, mate, we wish you the best of luck. The block is going gangbusters and congratulations on your work so far.
Thank you. Thanks for welcoming me to the best part of the world, which is Adelaide.
Yeah. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.